For the Missouri Information Corps, I'm Madison Conti. As Missouri continues to report record levels of new COVID-19 cases, local public health departments are overwhelmed. They're facing limited resources and ballooning workloads. And they're not just battling the spread of the virus in their communities, they're also battling harmful misinformation and a general lack of public trust or understanding of their work. I'm talking with Claire Colby, a reporter for the Missouri Information Corps. She's been tracking funding and checking in with health departments around the state.
Missouri is the 50th in the nation for state spending on public health. So that's not great, but...
Just dead last.
It's an average of about $6 per person, and nationally that number is about $33 per person.
Still on the same thread of funding, some of your other reporting talks about how a lot of these areas have had pre-existing problems.
Yeah, so at the county level, a lot of health departments are already very understaffed. I talked to the Cass County Health Department, and they have a staff of 13, three of whom are like exclusively dedicated to the WIC program, and they serve about 105,000 people. And so I talked to Andrew Worland, who's the director of that health department, and he said that there are just, even on a good day, it's hard to fill all the roles that a public health department would fill at a local level, like childhood immunizations, contact tracing for other non-pandemic diseases, et cetera, health education, restaurant inspections, CPR certifications, all of those things. And so just kind of across the state, even outside of a pandemic, it's hard to make those funds last.
Okay, so outside of funding, another challenge people in public health are facing seems to be resistance from the community. So how has their experience with this virus differed from other kinds of outbreaks over the years?
People have a lot more access to social media. People have a lot more access to kind of online news sources that may or may not be super accurate, but they're going to kind of conform to pre-existing ideas. So there's a lot of resistance there. There's a tendency to kind of find information that follows what you believe. So if you believe that this is all kind of a hoax, you're more likely to, you know, seek out information that's going to say the same thing.
So from your experience, how are the different public health departments trying to combat this misinformation that can be really harmful to their communities?
So I talked to Melanie Hutton in Cooper County, and she said a lot of people in her health department's county, Cooper County, thought that the nasal swabs that they were using for testing contained a tracking device. And so she said that she was just willing to, if anyone like questioned it, she was willing to like literally sit them down and show them the swab and kind of like walk them through the whole process, answer any questions, and just try to give them enough information that there wasn't room to fill it in with kind of conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. If they weren't so short on time and resources, I wish we could do that with everybody.
Yes, that's the whole thing. It all kind of feeds into each other.
That was Missouri Information Corps reporter Claire Colby talking about her three-part series on the challenges local public health departments are facing during the pandemic. You can read more at missourinews.info. I'm Madison Conti.